Dr. Gary Chapman is an author, a speaker, a pastor, and a counselor. He wants to help your relationships grow and last for a long, long time. He's the author of The Five Love Languages, and he's been doing this for quite some time, more than 30 years. He knows his stuff. Dr. Chapman, good morning.
Good morning, Todd and Shirley. Good to be with you guys.
Thank you so much for being with us today. It's an honor and a pleasure.
Now, could you go over the five love languages really quick? Because there's always people that are hearing this for the first time. And could you just kind of go through them real quick and tell us what those are?
Well, there are five basic ways to express love on an emotional level. One is words of affirmation. You look nice in that outfit. I really appreciate what you did. Just words that affirm the other person. Then, acts of service. Doing something for the person that you know they would like for you to do. In a marriage, that would be things like cooking a meal, washing dishes, mowing the grass, washing the car, anything. You know, there's a saying, actions speak louder than words. For some people, that's true if this is their language. And then there's gifts. It's universal to give gifts as an expression of love.
Right.
The gift says, they were thinking about me.
Right.
Look what they got for me. And the gift doesn't have to be expensive. We've always said, it's the thought that counts.
Right.
But I remind people, it's not the thought left in your head, okay? It's the gift that came out of the thought in your head.
Exactly. Right.
And then there's quality time. Giving the person your undivided attention. TV is off, computer is down, we're not answering our cell phone, we're giving them our full attention.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be sitting down, we can be walking down the road and talking.
Oh, that's true.
And then, physical touch. We've long known the emotional power of physical touch. Mm-hmm. That's why we pick up babies, hold them and kiss them and cuddle them. Long before they understand the meaning of the word love, the baby feels love, that physical touch.
Right.
So those are the five, and the basic idea, of course, is that each of us, married or single, young or old, one of these is more important than the other four emotionally.
Okay. And if you ask some people, they could probably sit, they're probably located themselves right now and say, oh, well, mine is this. But if you do have questions, you can go online to your website and take a little quiz, right, and kind of get yourself located. It's pretty accurate, right?
That's right. It's fivelovelanguages.com, the number five, fivelovelanguages.com, and there's a free quiz that will tell you your primary love language, your secondary love language.
Oh, okay. Now, and if you can do that, there's something that I just noticed that if, say, if you want to go a little deeper, a little fine-tuning, you've got something called the premium assessment, so...
Yeah, this is brand new. We just came up with this. People kept asking me, is there a parallel between your personality and your love language? And then the other question I kept getting is, what about dialects within these languages? I mean, we know, I've been saying all along, there are many dialects in these languages. So what that premier assessment does is not only give you your primary, secondary, and how the others fall in line, but it also helps you focus in on the particular dialects of that language that are most meaningful to you. And then also how your personality impacts your love language. So it's really, I think it's really good. It's, of course, this one you cost something. The other one is free.
Right.
But a lot of people have already used this newer premium assessment. I think it's going to help a lot of people. And help counselors, too, who are working with people, you know, in this area.
Okay. Well, for a small investment, I think it probably be worth it to go.
Absolutely. It sounds worth it.
Fine tuning, right?
Yeah. Mainly, I think it's for people that know the concept but would like to dig a little deeper.
Okay. Now, I have a question. Like, so if we do locate ourselves, I mean, because all of this has to do with us, we're not taking the test for anybody else. And we locate us. How is it that we are able to kind of let other people know this? Like, you know, you don't carry around a business card that says, my love language, or you wear it on a t-shirt or something. How do we communicate that to someone? Say we're meeting somebody or, you know, our relationship is progressing. And, you know, what's the best way to do that? Like, because we can't assume that people will figure that out.
Yeah. I like the idea of putting it on a business card.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? A t-shirt would go far distance.
I haven't thought about that before.
Marketing for the win.
There you go.
Well, you know, ideally, and what happens most of the time, if it's a husband and wife, they both read the book. you know, maybe a chapter a week and then discuss it. And then they take the quiz, they learn each other's language. So it's something you both kind of unfold, you know, at the same time. Hmm. That can happen also in a dating relationship. If one person's aware of it, you know, they can kind of share the idea with the other person and say, why don't you take the quiz, you know? And they take the free quiz. And let's talk about this, because I'd like to know what your primary language is.
Hmm.
And they say, well, I'd like to know what yours is. So, you know, in a dating relationship, for example, that would certainly be not be hard to do. You know, it's just you discovered this idea that we have different love languages, and I want to know what your love language is. Because I do love you, and I want to know how to express it.
Hmm. Okay. All right, well, we're going to post a link to the five love languages, of course, and provide a way that people can also maybe dive into that premium assessment. And we thank you for all your work you do with the five love languages and for spending some time with us this morning.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed talking with you.